fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
And welcome to the third hour of the John Moore Show. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John today. It is Wednesday, the 31st day of March, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Prepper tip of the day. Check out your hand tools, folks, your shovels, your axes, your hose, stuff like that. Make sure they're in good repair, just in case you need something like that in an emergency. And that's all I'll say about that. Just check on them. We have patiently waiting in the green room, Mr. Jeff Nyquist. Mr. Nyquist is an author of 3 books and a co-author of 3 others. He has been studying the communist threat for majority of his adult life. We share a common interest there. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Okay, good.
During the break, we talked briefly. Something I would like to do, because I'm sure some of our listeners are not old enough to have lived through it, but if we could take a few minutes and talk about the active part of the Cold War, not that we're not still in it now, we are, but back when we were going nose to nose with the Soviets. Particularly, I would like to talk about some of the things that were going on in Russia and how hard life was as compared to now in Russia. One of the things that sticks out in my mind was the gum department store, Jeff, and how only the elites could go there and shop. I'm sure you remember that, right?
Well, yeah. They had different stores for whether you were in the party or not.
Right. And that was a mess. And, of course, there was also the military angle. Believe me, I know what it's like to be pinged by a Moskva-class destroyer in the North Sea for days on end. Not that I'm proud of that, but it ain't fun, folks. And we came so close so many times to screwing up this world beyond repair. And the Soviets were prepared to do it, and we were prepared to do it. And it would have happened if one colonel had actually followed his procedures. You remember that one too, don't you, Jeff?
Well, I think that you're talking about something that actually happened technically after the Cold War.
Oh, was it? I thought it was in 88. I apologize.
Yeah, no, I think it was when the Norwegian satellite went up and the Russians had not understood that that was going to be launched. And they thought that, maybe an EMP strike was coming at them. And so they thought that a nuclear attack on Russia was underway. That was in the 90s sometime.
I'm sorry. I'm getting older, buddy. I guess I get in my memory, times get changed, which I apologize for.
Oh, it's okay. But the Cold War, see, the people think the Cold War ended in 91, and really, that's kind of a deception.
It is.
And they, you know, supposedly the Cold War began, of course, when President Truman was fed up with the Russian lies after World War II, and he was meeting with Soviet Foreign Minister Molotov. The same one that had made the famous Molotov-Ribbentrop pact with the Nazis.
Right.
And Mr. Truman said, you know, that basically he was a liar and that Stalin was a liar because they had made certain promises at Yalta and Potsdam, and those promises were not fulfilled when, you know, democracy was not coming into existence in Poland. They weren't really having free elections there, and President Truman was basically chewed him out to his face. And then, of course, supposedly the end of the Cold War when the Soviet flag was taken down over the Kremlin on Christmas Day 1991. But neither of those days, the communists were struggling against us the whole time during World War II, the whole time before. The idea that they were allies with us in World War I was kind of a formality, in which we were kind of deceived in their friendship. And the same thing since 1991. You know, Vladimir Putin is just an admirer of the Soviet Union, right? He's a former KGB colonel. The nomenclature,
right.
You know, you go to even in Ukraine, the phone book in Odessa is still a nomenclature phone book. It's still there. The nomenclature still exists. The old system functions economically underneath the supposed freedom, the changing of names. They don't overtly indoctrinate with communist doctrine anymore as they did, but there's things in their textbooks, in their schools, there's things they're doing in their structures of their government that are still Soviet. So it's not, you know, you could even say that since Putin came into power, re-Sovietization is a fact.
I agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with that. You know, Putin is considered by his own people, or at least some of them, to be a strong leader. I don't know how much of it's hype and how much of it's real, but Sovietization has definitely continued. I think the goals of Russia have not changed that much. If they're after global domination, I don't see that happening, but I certainly see a strong Russia. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, if, you know, Anatoly Golitsyn, who wrote New Lies for Old in 1984, basically said that they had a plan. The big problem they had in the late 50s, they knew, was that you had the Sputnik and you had the hydrogen bomb. How
right.
were you going to take over the world with the hydrogen bomb and Sputnik? You had to convince the West that the Soviet Union had collapsed and that communism was not a threat anymore. Then you could freely infiltrate the West, put in certain leaders. You could disarm the West. And then you could basically force the West into convergence with the communist world and take it over. The whole idea is to create a global socialist commonwealth. That's the whole idea of the Soviet system, and to fulfill the dream of Lenin, that America would be the last capitalist dinosaur, and you would isolate it, and you would force it into this socialist commonwealth. That's the process we're involved in today. And, you know, when Putin denies that China and Russia are in an alliance, and then he turns around and calls China his strategic partner, and, you know, it's just all part of the deception. Wilson said that right. They would deceive us about really working together. And at the very end of the long-range strategy, after the Soviet Union had collapsed, and he was writing this in 84, by the way, saying the Soviet Union was going to collapse, the Berlin Wall was going to come down, the Soviet Union would get rid of the Communist Party, supposedly is governing it. I mean, he said these were all elements of this plan. And he said that at the end, when we had finally disarmed, when we had, proto-Soviet leaders in our own country, it would become one clenched fist. And Russia and China would unite with overwhelming power, and everybody would just, you know, capitulate and say, all right, well, I guess, well done, you guys won, turning the tables. It was interesting when Putin first came to power, and of course, by no means was Yeltsin really a person of freedom. He was a candidate Politburo member in the Soviet Politburo. The idea right. that a person like that would be a Democrat is kind of laughable, but we believe such things in the West. You know, we believe in the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus too. And when Putin came in, I remember Colonel Stanislav Lunev, the GRU defector, I asked him, you know, because he is from St. Petersburg and so was Putin. And of course, he knew of him. And I said, well, what do you think of, we were doing a TV show together in, I think it was the year, yeah, it was the year 2000, around the time Putin was just first coming in. And Lunev told me, he said, Putin's a communist. And I said, really? And he said, oh, yeah, he believes in the old system in the Soviet Union. And so he knew the kind of stuff of which Putin was made. And Putin has not disappointed his comrades. Putin gave a speech in 2017, the anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution, to the International Festival of Youth and Students, which is a
yes.
communist youth organization. I've watched the speech many times. Putin said, we are with you. We are behind you. We believe in you. You are the future. For Putin to make a speech like that to the communist youth of the world, that's his true confession. That's his true belief. The idea that he's a Democrat or a nationalist, you just ask any real Russian nationalist what they think of Putin. There's Russian nationalists living in exile because they've been beaten up or threatened or put in jail by Putin. Putin is not a nationalist. It's a phony nationalism, just like the phony nationalism of the Han nationalism in China. They use nationalism. Stalin used nationalism during the Great Patriotic War to unify the country. And as war approaches, the Chinese and the Russians both see nationalism as an important tool to manipulate their populations. But that doesn't mean they're not communists.
I roger that. Hey, Jeff, we've got a caller. We've got Jeff in Massachusetts on line one. And let's go ahead and take this caller. I'm sure it's for you. Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, good morning. How are you doing? Jeff?
Doing fine.
Okay. Now, Jeff, as far as communism and where this country is going towards, this Derek Chauvin trial is very, very important because the first block is Black Lives Matter and Antifa are like the military arm of the ANC of South Africa, translated into Spear of the Nation. I can't pronounce the African name for it, but it's, in English, it's Spear of the Nation. And the Black Lives Matter is like the ANC, and so is Antifa. Now, if this trial, if Chauvin in Minneapolis is not guilty, you are going to see a communist revolution. Because in the communist mind, the white people, us, We are living high off the hog, and we have it coming to us, and we have to have all of our stuff taken because we lived off the hog for all these centuries, and this is dangerous class warfare coming. Now, with that said, do you guys see I don't know who your name is, talk show host, but as far as the police is concerned, do you see the police in this country turning into a death squad in certain departments because of A, illegal immigration, and B, what's coming to this country?
All right. Well, your host is Tim Spencer.
Tim.
And if you're asking me that question,
both of you guys,
possibly in large cities, there could be, these things happened. It's happened in other countries many times. Argentina comes to mind. What do you think, Jeff Nyquist?
Well, I don't think police in this country are inclined to that. There's a lot of confusion in the country about Black Lives Matter, whether they're communist or not. You have this, the Communist Party USA in their 2004 program, if you read it, The Road to Socialism is the title. They're using race as one of their weapons. The Communist Party that basically they want to create an enlarged democracy by uniting all the victim groups. That's blacks, Mexicans, immigrants, Asians, transvestites, transsexuals, homosexuals, whatever. Every allegedly disadvantaged group is to be united. But they also talk about a violent need. Once they have won a certain amount of electoral power, they allude to a push beyond the Constitution into socialism, into what they call economic democracy, because the Constitution is not fully democratic because it doesn't admit of economic democracy. Well, of course, economic democracy is another word for socialism or communism.
Yeah.
And of course, this is the program. And of course, agitating by race, they put this guilt on white people to get them to get on their knees. And then these blacks who are communists organizing this outrage, militating along racial lines. It's the people in the country want racial peace. They don't want a race war. And so, fearing that they have offended black people, they're ready to surrender, but they're not surrendering to black people, they're surrendering to communists. And that's
sort
of the game we're seeing unfold now. And so, the idea of the police, we are so politically correct in this country. All the educational institutions, by the way, most of the institutions in the country and the political bodies in the large cities are under control of the left. And that means that the police are fairly helpless. You kind of have a choice. You can resign, you can leave, you can quit the police, or you can go with the program. That's what we saw last summer. That's what we're going to continue to see. I don't see any evidence of a resistance from the right or of any patriotic elements yet. The situation has to get much worse where people recognize that these are communists, that this isn't about a legitimate racial grievances, that this is about a pretext for a communist revolution, that the outrage is being manufactured. But, we'll see what happens in the future.
Even the term itself, political correctness, is a communist term. You see, we are flooded with communism in this country. Now, the reason why I talked about police death squads is because, particularly in Brazil, between 1964 to 1985, there was a military dictatorship in Brazil, and the military and the police were death squads, particularly the police, which were off-duty police officers, because guess what? A lot of people just hit their breaking point. And like you said, Tim, this happens in countries all over the world. I'm expecting America to fall into line because people will hit their breaking point. I hope it doesn't happen. I don't want to see it happen, but it's history. Guys,
We got a break, Jeff. Thank you for your call. When we come back, we're going to go to Chris in Nevada. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. Call in number 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on this, a Wednesday, the 31st day of March in the year of our Lord, 2021. Mr. Jeff Nyquist is our guest right now, and we're going to entertain a question or comment from Chris in Nevada on line 5. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, Tim and Jeff. It's so great to have you back on Fridays, as usual. Your knowledge in this area of international communism is unparalleled, and I've seen you recently on some of the lamestream shows where I was pleased to observe you. However, to Jeff, the previous caller from Michigan, point about police murder gangs, if you will, or policy men murder gangs, because all of our police have basically been usurped in America. The agencies, as you observe, the FBI and other so-called intel agencies, Department of Homeland Security, DHHS, most of these institutions are private-for-private corporations that have been weaponized. I can tell you from firsthand direct experience here in Las Vegas that there are many embedded agents within the institutions that are absolutely Bolshevik communists. I have survived two egregious abuses of mass deadly force attempts to murder me by trying to provoke me to violence unsuccessfully. So I've seen it up close and personal, these death squads like they had in Brazil. And it's operated by the deep state, the criminal element, which is international communism. Jeff, it's my esteemed, discerned opinion that the word term Sovietize basically means to place one in the capacity of a god themselves and to self-interest themselves at the behest of everybody else that they run roughshod over. What is your opinion about that?
Yeah, I mean, when you're in the institutions, you know, I was in the university in the late 80s, and if you were not, you know, it's like there were conservatives, there were people who weren't communists, but the Marxists were really, they had a bully system, and they were taking over the institution, and they were deciding people's careers, and they had a method of playing that you kind of understood that if you went against them, you were going to be in trouble somehow. And then you'd find out how. And you'd be, if you said something against Marxism, if you did something to block their plans, you would be denounced. You would be, your professional qualifications would be questioned. You would suddenly find people trying to block your way. Pretty soon you would find it impossible to continue in the profession. And of course, they're attempting to do similar things, I think, in the intelligence services and the police of the country in years since, because they were deciding in the universities who was going to get the best grades, who was going to go into the government institutions, who were going to be the managers, and in the local level, who was going to be on the city councils, who were going to be the mayors. And this has had an influence over the last three decades.
In fact, Jeff, it's my estimation that this is actually what we see today as cancer culture and the doctrine of siege and taking over institutions, governments, and everything else, just like we saw this former supposed selection where they installed the dictator Biden, or at least the puppet Biden, or the real dictators pulling the strings behind him. It's my estimation this is... Cass Sunstein, I think, wrote the book Nudge, which is incrementalism, which is the soft form of conversion to communism by mind war and psychological operations. Thank you so much for bringing us this great information today. Always look forward to hearing and seeing you. Have a great day. Thanks, Tim. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call, sir. Next, we go to John in Texas on line 3. Good morning, John.
Morning. I have a question concerning a theory about a false flag operation. Back in you know about General Smedley Butler, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he supposedly thwarted what he said was an attempted coup by some high-level, what he thought were high-level financiers or powerful people who were said they were going to stage a coup to overthrow Roosevelt and set Smedley Butler up as a military dictator, but he came out and exposed it. Now, I have heard others surmise that what they really planned to do was to stage a false flag incident. They were trying to create an incident whereby there was planned to collapse. The leader was to be shot, or he was to be killed in the result by an agent provocateur or somebody in there, and it would collapse. And then Roosevelt would declare martial law, suspend the Constitution, and he would rule as a dictator.
Hey, John. Now, John, hang on a minute. We got a break. Okay, gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Call in number 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonet. Many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on this a Wednesday, the 31st day of March, year of our Lord, 2021. We are visiting with Jeff Nyquist, noted author, and right now we're talking to John in Texas on line three. Go ahead, gentlemen.
All right. Was the coup of the so-called attempted coup of 1934, the fascist coup, as it's been called, really a thwarted or an aborted false flag attempt to make Franklin Roosevelt to set up Franklin Roosevelt to declare martial law and suspend the Constitution and rule as a dictator?
Well, John, I don't know enough about it to talk intelligently, to be honest. Jeff, what are your thoughts?
Well, I wouldn't trust Smedley, Buttley Smedley, whatever his name was, that general he was involved with the Bonus Army. And if you read the writings of former President Hoover, he explained that was an attempted communist takeover of the government. That's why MacArthur smashed it. You know, these people, whenever you have anybody claiming there's a wealthy conspiracy or a fascist conspiracy, a lot of times what's behind it, it's just communist propaganda. It's a smokescreen.
Right.
It's the left that's trying to take over. So people are kind of confused about the Bonus Army and it's the rich people taking over. That's, by the way, whenever you hear somebody accusing the rich of the 1%, like with the Occupy movement, that's communists that are organizing that. So you got to be careful what you're listening to. Sometimes what you think is patriotic statements are coming from people who are really working for the communists. So
this,
I would
this
not
is a,
believe
this is,
what Butler said. I would not believe it.
Well, he's not Smedley Butler. People who have come out, who apparently have come out later, I think in, I read this in the Unseen Hand. It said that it has been not been confirmed, but is some people have seemed to have suggested or have accused that of being an attempt to make Roosevelt a dictator. I mean, making him not by the rich. They were going to pretend to try to overthrow Roosevelt, but then in the end they were going to sabotage their own coup in order so that Roosevelt could become a dictator himself.
Well, there were right-wing elements that sympathized with fascism and Nazism in the 1930s in the United States, and they had different ideas of doing something, but they never had any popular support. And there were political intrigues in the 1930s. I don't think that Roosevelt would have gone with those folks. I think he had communists around him. I don't think he would have gone that
right.
way.
But was there the so? Well, I said the so-called fascist coup. In fact, it was an elitist coup to bring in to help facilitate the creation of the New World Order that they were putting together since World War One, and that Roosevelt was a puppet of theirs. In fact, and that in fact his whole scheme was to ultimately undermine the Constitution in order to bring Russia, the Soviet Union, and together to merge the U.S. into one country under, you know, a United Nations umbrella and create a new world order that would rule the entire world as a socialist state. Is that correct?
I'm not sure what you're referring to exactly. I mean, the communism is its own doctrine. I think you're describing something a little bit different.
Also, what is your opinion of Lindsey Williams? Pastor Lindsey Williams and his alleged conversation.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay. John, we're going to have to move on, buddy. Really appreciate your call. We've got Elizabeth in New York waiting on line one. Elizabeth, please hang on because there's a very expensive phone call coming in. We're going to go to Alex in New Zealand on line five real quick. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Dave. I've got two things for Jeff. I'm not sure if he would like to comment on. The first thing I've got for Jeff is yesterday when I was looking at a Facebook page from Hong Kong, there are now concerning reports that people who advocate independence have their cell phone monitored by the People's Liberation Army. And apparently one Hong Kong person who lived overseas has had his phone tracked by the People's Liberation Army because he advocated independence. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on this.
Say this about the Liberation Army again.
There are reports from Hong Kong people that their cell phones are being tracked by the People's Liberation Army because they advocate independence. I'm not sure if you'd like to comment on it.
Yeah, well, I think we've known that we've had many reports about them manipulating people's cell phones, being able to track them, maybe even kidnapping them by the use of their cell phones. So obviously, you know, cell phones become very dangerous when some government like the People's Liberation, you know, the People's Republic of China and the People's Liberation Army knows your cell phone number and can track you with it and are determined to destroy dissent. So, yeah, people have to be careful about their cell phones if they're going to become involved in anti-communist activity, if the communists are using cell phone technology to track and monitor them.
The second and final thing I got for Jeff is that regarding the grand solar minimum, I believe the Prokofo Observatory, whose head is Habibullah Abdusamatov, they are now warning that the start of the 2030s, that's when the grand solar minimum will become the worst. And it will actually become like the Munda minimum. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on that.
Yeah, you know about the food shortages in China, Alex. You've probably heard about it,
right?
Yeah. The what's going on with China is that they're having food shortages. We don't know how serious they are. I've seen the figure of 17% shortfalls, which has required them to buy more food abroad. They've been buying a lot of food from the U.S., Brazil, Argentina. I think Argentina sold so much food they got they put a moratorium on exporting. The Chinese were ready to strip them clean. But it's, you know, China has an enormous population to feed, and the weather has become erratic, where you're getting – we saw what happened in Texas this winter. The jet stream – When the sun's electromagnetic field is stable, the jet stream moves from west to east. When you have the grand solar minimum, the sun's electromagnetic field collapses and it remains in a relatively collapsed state, which means that you get these weather patterns where really cold air can move from the north to the south and warm air can go the other way. So you can get some very strange weather conditions, which, of course, destabilize, food production. And it can be global, and China's food production was disrupted last year, especially with the summer flooding. So I guess we'll see what happens this year. But does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, Jeff. And that's all I have, and I would like to thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Alex.
Have a nice day.
You too, sir. All right. Next, we go to Elizabeth in New York on line one. And sorry for making you wait, Elizabeth.
Oh, that's okay. It's quite all right, Tim. Good morning, Jeff. I wanted to ask you your opinion of what's going on in the Indo-Pacific, because there was reports that General Mike Flynn's brother is in charge of that command. And there's been some sources saying that some of the ships off the West Coast and that it could be part of a merchant militia out there, not just regular ships that are coming here in port and whatnot. And then there was some sources saying that the U.S. is going to be helping Taiwan, and they're kind of looking to take down the CCP. I kind of find that hard to believe, but I wanted to get your opinion on it. And also, if you know anything about whether that ship being trapped in the Suez Canal was deliberate or not.
I haven't, I haven't seen anything factual about the ship being, it seemed to me that the story was that weather, was it wind blew the ship?
Correct.
Yeah. So I don't think they could arrange something like that. You know, that's a kind of a freak accident. As far as your first question, I don't quite understand what you're asking. Could you maybe rephrase it?
I wanted to find out whether you thought those were merchant militia out there or just ships that they're wanting to not let into port, that they want to examine what's in those ships before they let them in, whether or not our command is actually going to Taiwan, whether or not they're going to attempt to take the CCP down or not. This is what some sources are saying.
That I don't quite understand. Ships waiting to get in, and this, who was going to take down the CCP? I'm not quite following.
Well, there was a lot of ships out there on the West Coast. We're talking several ships waiting to come in there, but they were not being allowed in. Now, some people are saying that it could be merchant militia out there actually guarding our coast and not actual merchant ships waiting to come, because they were out there for quite some time, and I was getting reports that they were not only on the West Coast, but they were also on the East Coast. The same thing was happening.
What ships are they?
I'm sorry, you what?
You said merchant militia? I'm not familiar with merchant militia ships.
Well, according to the one source that was saying that instead of the military sacrificing some of their military ships, they would be using these merchant ships and would have some militia on there to also protect our coast, so they wouldn't be sacrificing our military ships. And I was wondering whether there's any truth to any of that.
I have no idea. I have not heard of any of
that. Have they ever done that in history? I don't know.
I'm not sure what it is even that they're doing. Yeah, I don't know.
Elizabeth, if I can throw a comment in here. I personally don't believe that's true. There are so many Chinese weapons and so many Chinese agents already in the United States that I really don't see a need for that.
Okay. I thought you might know, with being in the Navy, Tim. That's why I thought I would call in and try to find out, because I'd never heard of that before, and I wanted to know whether there was any truth in it.
I do not believe so personally, but stranger things have happened.
Yeah, I imagine. So, and I don't know if Jeff is aware, but Steve Ben Nunn was reporting that there are trains of tanks headed towards Crimea, that Biden had made some kind of agreement with Ukraine.
And Luhansk and the Donetsk region. Yes, they are moving stuff. I don't know if it's bluster or if it's for an actual action. But yes, that is happening.
Now, I'm just wondering if we're going to be seeing a conflict with Russia or not. I don't know.
Well, eventually, probably, but I don't know when, and I'm not sure, not predicting it in the immediate future. Yeah. What do you think, Jeff?
In the immediate future, I think China's preparing for war. There seems to be some kind of business going on between Russia, Ukraine, and Turkey right now, with Armenia and Azerbaijan. I'm not sure I understand what's going on in terms of, is Armenia being used to bait Turkey into some kind of action in Armenia, or is there really a legitimate alliance between Azerbaijan and Turkey? I have a hard time believing it, knowing about the regime in Azerbaijan. It could be Turkey is some kind of game is being played against Turkey, or that Turkey is you know, involved with the Russians somehow, and they're masking their involvement. There are different things that one hears from different sources. Turkey is not no longer that friendly to the U.S. There's a real problem with the Erdogan regime.
Right.
So I think, you know, obviously both, and Turkey is very important because it affects Europe and the Middle East, and it's a NATO member state, but it's becoming Islamists. And, you know, Putin has real problem with his popularity right now. There's with the arrest of Navalny, there's been massive protests in the country. I mean, they poisoned Navalny now before they arrested him when he came back to the country. Putin's popularity has been dropping. He is not as popular as he was.
Agreed. All right, folks, we got a break. Elizabeth, thank you for your call. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might and with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wednesday, the 31st day of March, in the year of our Lord, 2021. We are visiting with Jeff Nyquist right now. Jeff, we're at the end of the show, buddy. Why? Can you tell people how to order your books, your website, and all that stuff? I neglected to do it at the bottom of the hour to ask you.
Well, yeah, my most recent book is The Fool and His Enemy, and it's a good read. It's about, you can read it in about 3 hours, and you can get it at Amazon. I have a page at Amazon. My site is jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog. And, I'm doing a series on World War II right now and grand strategy. So it's kind of different. I'm trying to cover some of the more recent discoveries about World War II because there's a lot of things we don't really know about it, things we're still learning about World War II. Documents out of the former Soviet Union and Finland and so on that's come up in the last 16 years that are rather surprising. Some of the things we thought we knew about the war, especially with the Russians, they just about falsified everything, all the major events.
Oh, yeah.
World War II, the Russians kind of lied and distorted, especially anything regarding what happened in Russia. So, like Stalin lost his nerve when the Germans attacked on 22 June 1941. Now, it didn't happen. Zhukov and Nikita Khrushchev were basically lying in their memoirs. They've got Stalin's daily books showing he never left the Kremlin. He worked through all those days. And he was there. They did a interview with Molotov in the late 80s where he kind of explained all that, because Molotov lived into his 90s and said, no, Stalin was never surprised by Hitler. That's nonsense. But then we have to kind of rewrite the history to kind of say, well, what really happened there? And there's been new documents uncovered about Russia's preparations for attacking Germany in the spring of 1941, which are very interesting. So if people are interested in strategy in World War II, they might be interested in catching this series.
Wow, that sounds very interesting. I like reading anything about World War II because my dad was in before World War II and got out during Korea. So, yes, anything about World War II, I like to read.
Yeah, it's surprising, and I like to go directly to the memoirs of the people that were there who were reliable, and look at some of these later things. There's some very clever things that have been done, but because there's such a leftist shift in the press, they want to maintain the Soviet version of history. They don't realize that that's full of lies. So.
Right. Well, Jeff, I appreciate it, buddy. I'm sure you'll be back next week with John, and I will be listening as usual. Hope you have a good one, buddy.
All right, thanks.
All right, folks, John, we'll be back tomorrow, and hope everybody had a great day. In closing, I would simply like to say, may God bless America. Bye-bye, folks.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.